Tackle with Wally G Sports Podcast. This is where sports lives. Arsenal last won the league in 2004. Twitter was created in 2006. So that means the fact is that no Arsenal fan has ever tweeted about winning the league. But woo. In case you don't know, Thomas Tuchel has beaten Pep. Oh, yes, so at Stamford Bridge, away at the Etihad, and far away, yes, in the Champions League final. So hey, some people really wanted Chelsea to replace Kante with Rice. Hey, well, it's food that will kill some of you. Food. Chelsea winning the UEFA Champions League and the home of their greatest ever manager, Mourinho, is just poetic. Meanwhile, the Glazers and Co. sell this constant lie of a 3-year plan to be title contenders. A year ago, Chelsea were where United were. They backed their manager, sacked him when he failed, appointed a new coach, and became the best team in the world in 9 months, says Mark Goodrich. Meanwhile, every club has different goals. Real Madrid's goal is to win the UEFA Champions League and La Liga. Everton's goal is to win a Merseyside derby. So I have to leave. Chimo, hey, Carlo Ancelotti. Small now. That's too much. Richarlison was celebrating naked in the changing rooms when we won at Anfield. You would think they won a trophy or something. It was unbelievable. Baba Carlo Ancelotti. Small. That, yes, that was what one of the things Carlo Ancelotti mentioned when he resigned for Real Madrid newly in the past week. Well, welcome to another fourth field episode of Attack with Wally G. Yes, I am Popola, Baby Depola, also known as Wally G, the prophet of the holy gender. I find it unpleasant to judge players on the pitch. That's why I don't make TV shows. I see colleagues who couldn't complete 3 dribbles condemn players on air, says Roberto Baggio. Wow, that's a wonderful one. That's a deep comment coming from a legend himself. Meanwhile, Benzema misses penalty in France return following 6-year abscess. Mbappe inspires France to win over Wales after Nico Williams was sent off. Kante in advance talks to take Tottenham job. Grealish is like Ronaldo for England, claims Kane. Meanwhile, England goal, the biggest moment of my career, says Bukayo Saka. Antonio Conte and Fabio Patrici in talks to join Tottenham. Wolves close to appointing Bruno Lage as new manager. Everton eye David Moyes as main target to replace Carlo Ancelotti. Alexander Arnold limps off with injury in England Euro 2020 warm-up game. Barcelona complete signing of Emerson Royal. Man United eye summer approach for Kylian Trippier from Atletico Madrid. Meanwhile, Barcelona offer Philip Coutinho back to Liverpool. Barcelona saying back to sender for Philip Coutinho after paying a huge sum to sign him from Liverpool years back. And that takes me what's happening in the EPL very quickly. Yes, so reports from the EPL. Kevin De Bruyne is set to miss Belgium's Euro 2020 opener against Russia. Even if he has a protective mask, coach Roberto Martinez admitted on Wednesday. Yes, just yesterday. Meanwhile, Manchester City chairman Calvin Albarak is ready to fund a £150 million suit for Harry Kane, according to reports. Meanwhile, in the other aspect, yes, in the red part of Manchester, United are tipped to revive interest in Atletico Madrid and England right back Kieran Trippier this summer. City have reportedly contacted Andre Silva's agents over a possible switch to the Etihad this summer. It could be a replacement for Sergio Aguero. See, City actually sending a player away to Barca without getting a replacement. Can it be one of the biggest mistakes of their season? Time will tell. Very quickly, Everton wants to reappoint David Moyes as manager after the departure of Carlo Ancelotti from Goodison Park earlier this week. A 42-year-old City fan has been fined £500 and issued with a 3-year football banning order for making racist gestures towards Manchester United players Jesse Lingard and Fred in the Etihad derby last season. Wow, this is why I love football. And the EPL, you know, it's one wonderful thing, you know, to fight racism. And the EPL is actually going all out to fight racism, no matter how long it has been or when it was done. Meanwhile, Manchester City chairman Calvin Albarak also has apologized for his decision to join the failed European Super League, but warns that the club will continue to be disruptive to stay among the elites. Fabio Paratici and Antonio, yes, Antonio Conte looks set to reunite in North London, having worked together at Juventus before. They could be about to do so again at Tottenham Hotspur. Everton have held talks with Nuno Espirito Santo as they have intensified their efforts to find Carlo Ancelotti's replacement after he teamed up with Real Madrid. Liverpool goalkeeper Adrian is close to agreeing terms on a contract extension at Anfield. Meanwhile, Loris Karius, on loan at Union Berlin, is wanted by Stuttgart. The 27-year-old is still under contract at Liverpool until 2022. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is understood to be unsatisfied with Aaron Wan-Bissaka's attacking output and has identified Kieran Trippier as an ideal competitor. Trippier hails from a Manchester United FC supporting family and would relish playing for his boyhood club. According to reports, Meanwhile, Tottenham could be set to appoint Antonio Conte within days after reports on Wednesday suggested he was in advanced talks with the club over taking over. Tottenham owner CEO Daniel Levy will tell Antonio Conte that Tottenham will keep Harry Kane in order to lure him to the club. Bukayo Saka has scored his goal, as I mentioned earlier, for England against Austria on Wednesday, the biggest moment in his career. It should certainly be one of his biggest moments. Certainly, he hasn't gone much far in his career lately. Yeah, Arsenal target Andre Onana at his 12-month, yes, doping ban appeal heard by the Court of Arbitration for Sport on Wednesday, and the outcome could reportedly cost Arsenal £6 million. Yes, and that's all we can take from the EPL and yes, from the Premier League this episode, because yes, no fixtures in the EPL as the season has come to an end with Manchester City winning the title to Manchester United, taking the second place. Meanwhile, third and fourth is being occupied by Liverpool and Chelsea FC, with Leicester City back there, yes, making it to the Europa League places. Yes, that's what's happening in the Spanish Liga. Aguero returns to Spain on free transfer to Barca. That's a big one. Yes, finally, Barcelona have signed Lionel Messi's close friend and pal, Sergio Aguero. They've been together the under-20 World Cup against Nigeria. Carlo Ancelotti joins Real Madrid back, yes, on a 3-year deal. Yes, so it has been announced. Real Madrid has announced and welcomed back Carlo Ancelotti back from Everton. Meanwhile, Ronald Koeman is going to get his contract renewed soon until 2023 with an optional extra year until 2024. Real Madrid will officially announce Lucas Vazquez's contract renewal until 2024 today. Meanwhile, David Alaba joins Madrid for free from Bayern Munich. And yes, it's a wonderful addition to Real Madrid, with Alaba being a prolific left back and has also been able to shape his game to actually play different positions at Bayern Munich. Can play four successfully, as well as playing the right-sided or the left-sided defensive area. He's a very, very fantastic player and a great addition for Real Madrid at that. Full agreement reached between Barcelona and Lionel Messi that the entire will continue to play for Barca until 2023. Aguero will play the next two matches with Argentina against Chile and Colombia after testing negative for COVID-19. Initial positive test is also false, according to reports. What can I say? He won three European Cups in a row. He has done a fantastic job. Everyone should be thankful for what Zizou has done. I'm going to speak with him. We are friends, says Carlo Ancelotti on Zinedine. After taking up the Real Madrid job, David Ancelotti, Francesco Mauri, Simon Montanaro and Mino Fuko will all be part of Carlo Ancelotti's backroom staff at Real Madrid. Meanwhile, Eden Hazard has thrown his support behind Real Madrid's appointment of Carlo Ancelotti as head coach. He says, "It's good news for me. It's a wonderful opportunity for me to actually show what I can do under Carlo." Jordi Alba has intimated that he believes Ronald Koeman deserves to stay on as Barcelona head coach. Meanwhile, President Laporta told Koeman that the team needs to play more attacking football and that the 4-3-3 formation is non-negotiable. Yes, non-negotiable. Koeman explained that he opted for a 3-5-2 formation because of the players he had to his availability. Barcelona have told Umtiti that he is not in their plans, that he should seek a move elsewhere this summer. Memphis Depay signing at Barcelona is imminent. The club has already made the presentation video and the contract for a period of 2 or 3 years is ready. And that's all we can take on this episode, yes, from the Spanish La Liga, as there is also no fixtures presently in the Spanish La Liga as the league is on break. Representing the German Bundesliga, Robert Lewandowski has been voted the Bundesliga player of the season by his colleagues in the Professional Footballers Union in Germany. VDB, Lewandowski received over 75% of the votes. According to statistics, it is 75.9% of the votes ahead of Erling Haaland, 7.1%, and Thomas Muller in third place, 3.1%. And that's all we can take here. Yes, what's happening in Italy and the Serie A? And so the country representatives are discussing details with Tottenham board in order to reach an agreement. Tottenham have made a proposal to former Juventus director Fabio Paratici to become new sports director of football. I can see that Daniel Levy is actually being serious about sports becoming a force to reckon with again. Former Chelsea chief Maurizio Sarri is tipped to decide by Friday if he will become Lazio boss. Romelu Lukaku confirms he is staying at Inter and has already spoken to the new coach, ending speculation of a Premier League move, with Chelsea and Manchester City being heavily involved earlier. AC Milan are in talks with Chelsea regarding a permanent deal for Fikayo Tomori, according to Calcio Mercato. Returning Real Madrid coach Carlo Ancelotti confirms he loves Cristiano Ronaldo but wouldn't talk about a potential reunion. He has a contract with Juventus, he said. The Telegraph claimed Real Madrid sounded out several coaches before choosing Carlo Ancelotti, including Jose Mourinho, who had just signed for AS Roma. Meanwhile, Napoli are already eager to lock striker Victor Osimhen down to an extended contract, according to reports. Meanwhile, Tuttle Sport suggests Juventus are offering Wojciech Szczesny to Roma in exchange for Alessandro Florenzi, freeing them up to sign Gianluigi Donnarumma. Inter midfielder Arturo Vidal is causing controversy in Chile after he tested positive for COVID-19 and failed to follow quarantine protocols. Wow. Arturo Vidal doing his thing. One thing Arturo Vidal and only Arturo Vidal can do. Noah Mrelem Pjanic could be heading back to Italy for Juventus or Inter, as it's reported he is desperate, extremely desperate to leave Barcelona. AC Milan pushing to sign Oliver Giroud on a 2-year contract before the Euros begin. Yes, that's a big one for AC Milan, getting a top striker in the mode of Giroud. Playing alongside Zlatan Ibrahimovic, the experience these two bring to the team will be something no one has seen in a long while in the Serie A. And that's all we can take from updates from the Serie A. Yes, as you know quite well, the Serie A is also on break, with the champions Inter Milan still celebrating. In France, basically, and in the French league on, Paris Saint-Germain have agreed to sign Gianluigi Donnarumma on a free transfer and will loan him back to Italy for the first season, according to reports. The French Football Association have agreed in principle to reduce the number of teams in Ligue 1 from 20 to 18, starting from the year 2023-2024. Paris Saint-Germain have reportedly reached an agreement with Gianluigi Donnarumma and will sign the current AC Milan goalkeeper when his contract comes to an end on June 30th. Paris Saint-Germain sanctioned by FIFA for breaking TPO rules in the loan of Mauro Icardi in 2019 and fined the meager sum of 9,120 euros. And that's all we can take from the French Ligue 1. I'm very quickly to what's happening. Yes, the hottest news in the world right now, the hottest news on the planet. Yes, we're talking about the updates from the Euro squads released by the national team coaches. Yes, updates, and yes, the squad teams. And I'll be talking about the major squad teams in the Euros. They're big guns, the ones making the rounds, the ones making the headlines. Very quickly, I'll be talking about the France squad. Yes, and the list. I'll be naming the squad and the potential starters in the squad. Very quickly, starting from the goalkeeping position. Yes, Hugo Lloris from Tottenham, Steve Mandanda from Marseille, Mike Maignan from Milan. Defenders, Benjamin Pavard from Bayern Munich, Presnel Kimpembe from PSG, Rafael Varane from Real Madrid, Clement Lenglet from Barcelona, Kurt Zouma from Chelsea, Lucas Digne from Everton, Lucas Hernandez from Bayern Munich, Leo Dubois from Lyon, Jules Koundé from Sevilla. Out from, and in the midfield position, yes, the midfield department. We all know the regulars. Paul Pogba from Manchester United. N'Golo Kante, yes, the Champions League winning diminutive midfielder from Chelsea. Thomas Lemar, the new champion in Spain with Atletico Madrid. Quentin Tolisso, the regular champions with Bayern Munich in Germany. Adam Rabiot with Juventus. Moussa Sissoko from Tottenham. And we're playing from the forward, yes, on the forward line. Antoine Griezmann from Barcelona. Olivier Giroud from Chelsea. Kylian Mbappe from Paris Saint-Germain. Ousmane Dembele from Barcelona. Karim Benzema, yes, making the squad after 6 years out in the wilderness. It's a big one for the French man. It's a big one. Kingsley Coman from Bayern Munich. Wissam Ben Yedda from Monaco. And Marcus Thuram, the flooding youngster, a fantastic striker from Borussia Mönchengladbach. This game promises to go all the way to the finals. But as you know, this is football. Anything can happen. And then we'll be to another wonderful team, another wonderful squad. And that's the Belgium Euro squad. It's a wonderful team with a lot of quality and world-class players. From the goalkeeping department, we have Thibaut Courtois from Real Madrid, Simon Mignolet from Club Brugge, Marcells from Strasbourg, and the defensive department from the defenders, yes, line of view, Toby Alderweireld from Tottenham, Thomas Vermaelen from Vrijzel Kobe, Dedrick Boyata from Hertha Berlin, Jan Vertonghen from Benfica, Jason Denayer from Lyon, a former Manchester City youth prospect. And in the midfield department, you have the regulars Axel Witsel from Dortmund, Kevin De Bruyne from Manchester City, Yuri Tielemans, yes, the FA Cup winner, youngster with Leicester City, Leander Diondoka from Wolves, Thomas Munier from Dortmund, Timothy Castagne from Leicester City, also winning the FA Cup recently, Yannick Carrasco from Atletico Madrid, Togan Azzed from Dortmund, Hans Vanaki from Club Brugge, Nessa Chadli from Istanbul Besiktas, Dennis Pry from Leicester City, and in forward department will be Romelu Lukaku, the champion, yes sir, of the Serie A, Inter Milan, Eden Hazard from Real Madrid, Dries Mertens from Napoli, Christian Benteke from Crystal Palace in England, Michy Batshuayi, same club from Crystal Palace, Leandro Trossard, yes, making us first competition for Belgium, yes, from Brighton, Jeremy Doku from Brent. This is a wonderful squad that looks and is looking very likely to go all the way to the Euros final, and yes, to the most talked about squad presently in the world. It is the England squad. This is one of the jobs I'm never envious of, to be able to pick a squad, yes, a team of 26 players or 23 players from the amazing quality of players the England, England possesses. Now, from the goalkeeping department, we have Dean Henderson from Manchester United, Sam Johnstone from West Brom, Jordan Pickford from Everton, and from the defensive lineup, we have Trent Alexander-Arnold, Liverpool, Ben Chilwell from Chelsea, Conor Coady from Wolves, Rhys James, Chelsea, Harry Maguire, Manchester United's captain, Tyrone Mings, Aston Villa's captain, and in the absence of Jack Grealish, that's Aston Villa's vice captain, Luke Shaw from Manchester United, John Stones from Manchester City, Kieran Trippier from Atletico Madrid, Kyle Walker from Manchester City. And in the midfield department, in the midfielders, we have Jude Bellingham, the youngster from Borussia Dortmund, just 17 years old. And we have Jordan Henderson from Liverpool, Mason Mount from Chelsea, Calvin Phillips from Leeds United, Declan Rice from West Ham. And in the forwards department, here's the striking positions. Forwards, Dominic Calvert-Lewin from Everton, Phil Foden from Manchester City, Jack Grealish, yes, Aston Villa's present captain, Harry Kane from Tottenham, Marcus Rashford from Manchester United, Bukayo Saka, the Arsenal prodigy, and Jadon Sancho from Borussia Dortmund, and Raheem Sterling from Manchester City. There are lots going on, making the rounds about Marcus Rashford making this team, despite his injury, and the likes of Jack Grealish that is just returning from injury, and the likes of Bukayo Saka, also injury prone, with Raheem Sterling that has been off form for the major part of the last season. What is England bringing to the table in the Euros? That is what We don't know for now, but as you know, this is the game of football. Anything can happen. Yes, and to very quickly to the German squad, Euro squad. Yes, in the goalkeeping department, we have Manuel Neuer from Bayern Munich, Bernard Nello from Arsenal, Kevin Trapp from Eintracht Frankfurt, and from defenders, we have Antonio Rudiger from Chelsea, Marcel Astenberg from RB Leipzig, Matthias Ginter from Borussia Mönchengladbach, Mats Hummels from Dortmund, Niklas Füllkrug from Bayern Munich, Lucas Klostermann from RB Leipzig, Robin Gosens from Atlanta, Robin Koch from Leeds United, Christian Günther from Freiburg, and the midfielders were Joshua Kimmich from Bayern Munich, Kai Havertz from Chelsea, goal scorer in the Champions League final against Manchester City. Chelsea's number 29, Kai Havertz. We have Toni Kroos from Real Madrid, Thomas Müller from Bayern Munich, Serge Gnabry from Bayern Munich, Jonas Hoffmann from Borussia Mönchengladbach, Yamal Musiala, yes, the teenager from Bayern Munich, makes his debut, yes, at the Euros. Florian Neuhaus from Borussia Mönchengladbach, Leon Goretzka from Bayern Munich, Leroy Sane from Bayern Munich, Ayka Gundogan from Manchester City, Emre Can from Dortmund, and we have forward to make it squad, Kevin Volland from Monaco and Timo Werner from Chelsea. Well, this is the game of football. This is a full of quality and experience looking squad up, and I believe this squad is so far. Very quickly from the Netherlands squad, released squad for the Euros. Goalkeepers Martin Stekenberg from Ajax, Tim Krul, Norwich City, Marcel Bizot, AZ. And directly to the defensive department, defenders Daley Blind, Ajax, Steven De Vrij, Inter Milan, Joel Veltman, Brighton, Matisse De Ligt, Juventus, Nathan Ack, Manchester City, Denzel Dumfries, PSV, Eindhoven, Patrick Van Holt, Crystal Palace, Owen Wijnaldum, ANC, Alkmaar, Jurrien Timber, Ajax. And midfielders, Jorginho Wijnaldum, Liverpool, Frenkie de Jong, Barcelona, David Klaassen, Ajax, Martin De Roon from Atlanta, Donny van der Beek, Manchester United, fantastic bench Roma, Ryan Gravenberch, Ajax, Tion Kumpanias from AZ, and very quickly to the forwards, Memphis Depay, Lyon, Pussy Proms from Spartak Moscow, Luke De Jong from Sevilla, Steven Begis from Feyenoord, Daniel Malin from PSV Eindhoven, Wu Wegos from Wolfsburg, and Cody Kapu from PSV Eindhoven. And yes, to the biggest, one of the biggest squad that will be going to Euros. That's the Portugal Euro squad. This squad is one thing that I really am looking forward to see play. With, you know, they've come of age with quality players, fantastic teamwork, and they have a general in their midst. A general we all know as Cristiano Ronaldo dos Santos Aveiro, very clear to the goalkeeping department of the Portuguese national Euro squad. Rui Patricio from Wolves, Antonio Lopez from Lyon, receiver from Granada. And the defensive department, you have Pepe from Porto, Jose Fonte from Lille, Rafael Guerreiro from Borussia Dortmund, Ruben Dias from Manchester City, Raul Cancelo, Manchester City, Nelson Semedo from Wolves, Nuno Mendes from Sporting CP. And in the midfielders, we have Raul Matheu from Wolves, William Carvalho from Real Betis, Danilo Pereira from Paris Saint-Germain, Bruno Fernandes from Manchester United, fresh from losing the Europa League final against Villarreal. Renato Sanchez, fresh from winning the league, the French League One with Lille, and Ruben Neves, Wolves, Sergio Oliveira, Porto, Raul Paulinha from Sporting City. Then the forwards, all-time one of the greatest in the world of football, Cristiano Ronaldo from Juventus, Bernardo Silva from Manchester City, Andre Silva from Eintracht Frankfurt, Goncalo Guedes from Valencia, Rafa Silva from Benfica, while Felix from Atletico Madrid, one of the biggest next thing in football. Diego Jota from Liverpool, Pedro Goncalves from Sporting City. Yes, that's the squad for Portugal. And yes, the Spanish team, one wonderful team I would really love to see. How would they perform? Living being the first time a Spain squad will go to a major tournament without a Real Madrid player. In the goalkeeping department, you have David Gea from Manchester United, Unai Simon from Athletic Club, Robert Sanchez from Brighton and Hove Albion. In the defensive department, you have Jordi Alba from Barcelona, Cesar Azpilicueta from Chelsea, Jose Gaya from Valencia, Eric Garcia from Barcelona. Eric Garcia just completed his move to Barcelona without playing a lot of games in the APL this season. He played like 4 or 5 games thereabouts for Manchester City. Still, he made the team. Diego Llorente from Leeds United, Paul Torres from Villarreal, Aymeric Laporte from Manchester City. And the midfielders are Sergio Busquets from Barcelona, Cook from Atletico Madrid, Thiago from Liverpool, Rodri from Manchester City, Fabian Ruiz from Napoli, Marcos Llorente from Atletico Madrid, former Real Madrid player, Pedri from Barcelona. And regularly to the forwards, Alvaro Morata from Juventus, Mikel Oyarzabal from Real Sociedad, Dani Olmo from RB Leipzig, Gerard Moreno from Villarreal, Ferran Torres from Manchester City, Adama Traore from Wolves also making the squad, Pablo Sarabia from Paris Saint-Germain completing the Spanish team making the Euros. And very quickly to the Croatia, yes, Euro squad, this team is always underrated, but this team might actually spring up a surprise at the Euros. Goalkeeping department, Lovre Kalinic from Ajax Split, Dominik Livakovic, Dynamo Zagreb, Simon Sliga, Luton Town, Juventus, Domagoj Vardar from Besiktas, Dejan Lovren from Zenit St. Petersburg, Sima Vazariko from Atletico Madrid, Bojan Barisic from Rangers, Tuchel Koleta from Marseille, Joseph from Legia Warsaw, Radaric from Lille, Mil Skoric from Osijek, Josko Givadov from RB Leipzig, and in the midfielders, yes, from the midfield, the midfielders consist of Luka Modric from Real Madrid, Mateo Kovacic from Chelsea, Marcelo Brozovic from Inter, Ivan Perisic, Inter, Mislav Osic from Dynamo Zagreb, Milan Badic from Genoa, Joseph Brekalo, Wolfsburg, Mario Pasalic from Atlanta, Nikola Vlasic from CSKA Moscow, Luka from Dynamo Zagreb. And very close to forward line, yes, Andrej Kramaric from Offenham, Anto Rebic from AC Milan, Bruno Petkovic from Dynamo Zagreb, and Ante Budimir from Osasuna. This team is a wonderful, wonderful team. And the truth is, you can't underrate the Croatian team, no matter what. The experiences from the World Cup should be able to remind you that this team is a team that should never, never be underrated. Yeah, very quickly, a very quick one. Clubs with most players are the Euros 2020. Chelsea has the highest players at the Euros 2020 with 17 players. Manchester City, the next in line with 15 players. Bayern Munich, next in line with 14 players. Juventus comes, yes, fourth in line with 12 players. While Manchester United makes the top 5 position with 11 players. Dynamo Kyiv, 11, 6, Liverpool, 10 players making the 7th position. Borussia Dortmund, 10, 8. Borussia Mönchengladbach, 10, 9. Then Inter Milan, 9. 10, 10. RB Leipzig, 9. So these are the club releasing the major players with the maximum, you know, releasing at least nothing less than 9 players to the Euros from the club sides. And we're going to midweek results during the week. Results from the week midweek fixtures. CONCACAF vs. Qualification. Jupiter plays 3-0 against Anguilla. Montserrat 1-4-0 against the Virgin, US Virgin Islands. Cuba defeated British Virgin Islands 5-0. Cayman Islands lost 1-3 against Aruba. Puerto Rico defeated Bahamas 7-0. And welcome to World Friendlies during the week also. Bosnia Herzegovina drew, had a goalless draw with Montenegro. Norway defeated Luxembourg 1-0. Romania lost 1-2 against Georgia. Netherlands had an all draw with Scotland 2-2. England defeated Austria 1-0 with the goal coming from Kayo Saka. Germany played a draw, yes, 1-1 draw with Denmark. France defeated Wales. Belarus lost 1-2 against Azerbaijan, the land of fire. I've agreed to what's happening in Nigeria on the home scene and in Africa. Yes, Jannot Ruah frustrated as key Super Eagles players withdraw from Cameroon friendly. Super Eagles coach Jannot Ruah is battling to see if he can get his squad in time to face Indomitable Lions of Cameroon in Friday's international friendly tomorrow, as key Eagles players have withdrawn from the match. It was gathered that the key player who have withdrawn from the high-profile match cited injuries as well as lack of payment of match bonuses. A rush of withdrawals of key Nigerian players as opposed to Super Eagles proposed friendly against Cameroon in Australia in Peru, with 6 of 9 selected defenders taking themselves out of contention. The African powerhouses are scheduled to face off on June 4 tomorrow, but Nigeria coach Jannot Ruah may be unable to raise a team strong enough to compete. The The German initially selected a strong plus-size 31-man squad in mid-May, but whittled down that to a more manageable 23 barely 2 weeks later. However, that number has been dwindling over the last few days, leaving Ross scrambling to find replacements in time for the game. Among the withdrawals are Kenneth Emeru and Sadiq Umar. Both players will be involved with their clubs in the promotion playoffs in Spain, as will Moses Simon, whose FC Nantes also face a battle to remain in the French League One via the playoffs. While the official reason for the other withdrawals have been medical, player sources have alleged to ESPN that outstanding depths from the NFF have played a big part on their unwillingness to risk further injury. The players are not happy. The source, who is one of the players who withdrew from the game, alleged to ESPN they have not been paid bonuses and allowances. They have not paid bonuses and allowances, nothing at all, for the entire 2021 AFCON qualifiers, he said. We have sacrificed by playing throughout the qualifiers without being paid. I think now, with all the injuries, it is hard for many of us to make the sacrifice to come and play a meaningless friendly when the outstanding bonuses have not been paid, he said. For a while, this presents a major logistical challenge as he scrambles to make up a squad of 18 less than a week. No more than a week before the match, though, has attested that all the medical withdrawals are legitimate. He told ESPN we had 9 defenders and the list. On the list now, 6 are out. But that is not even as bad as it gets for Raw to make up for the absent players. Raw called up some fresh ones as replacements. Valentine Ozonwafo from Galatasaray, Samson Tijani from RB Salzburg, and Frank Weka from Mitijalan, among others. But even that failed to resolve the situation, as players that he called up to replace the injured players also ended up pulling out. And that's a big one for the Super Eagles coach, as he is now being forced to look elsewhere for the team. The revised list very quickly: goalkeepers Francis Uzor from Apollon Nicosia, Cyprus; John Noble from Enugu FC; Aba Maduka Okoye, Sparta Rotterdam, the Netherlands; defenders Chiroze Awuzie from FC Boa Vista, Portugal; William Ekong, Watford FC, England; Olaoluwa Aina, who just pulled out, from Fulham MC, England; Jamilu Collins from SC Paderborn 07, Germany; Tyrone Ebuehi from FC Twente, the Netherlands; Valentine Ozonwafo from Galatasaray FC, Turkey. Midfielders Ogene Karuetebo from Galatasaray FC, Turkey; Wilfred Ndidi from Leicester City, England; Abdullahi Shehu from Omonia Nicosia, Cyprus; Frank Oyeka from FC Midtjylland, Denmark; Abraham Marcos from CD Ferenc, Portugal. And very quickly to the forwards: Ahmed Musa from Canopilas FC, Nigeria; Alex Iwobi, Everton FC, England; Peter Olayinka, Slavia Praha, Czech Republic; Victor Osimhen, Napoli FC, Italy; Kelechi Iheanacho, Leicester City, England; Moses Simon, FC Nantes, France; and Nayo Iguala, Enugu FC, Nigeria; Tyler Murphy, FC Lorient, France, who just received his first call-up for Onuachu, KLC, Genk, Belgium; Simi Wankwo, Croton FC, Italy, yes! And that's a big one. That's the list, and that's all we can take on the updates, yes, on the Ataku segment. Yes, very quickly, we've come to the end of an amazing episode of the Sports Podcast and the Season 1. Yes, it's a very, 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 very big one. And I want to say a very big thank you to you, yes, you, our amazing listener, for listening to this Sports Podcast right from the first episode, yes, of this season. I want to say a big thank you. You are the best. You are the best you can ever ask for on this podcast. Thank you so much. We really appreciate you for listening. Yes, right from the first episode on the Sports Podcast, from the beginning right until the end. And also for sharing and posting on all our social media platforms and keeping yourself also informed about the happenings in the world of sports, especially football. You are the real MVP. We are proud of you. I can't wait to hear from you. So, mstix@gmail.com. That's mstix. At gmail.com and our social media platforms, on Instagram at Woli G, at WOLII, and G, and on Twitter at Gbemidepola, that's at GPMIDEPOOLA, and on our Facebook page at Ataku with Woli G Podcast. Your reviews, thoughts, and any burning question you like to ask us or you want us to treat on the Ataku segment with Woli G is highly welcome. Together we score goals for fun, and yes, get ready for an amazing season with additional context on the next episode. Remember, this is not the least. This is the last, but not the least for this episode. It's a wonderful, wonderful one. Thanks for staying with us right from the first episode of this season, as I mentioned earlier. we are really grateful. Thanks for the support. Thanks for the feedbacks. I can see all of them. And I really appreciate your support for being with us. Please, don't forget, get ready for the next amazing season and for the next amazing episode that will be coming up very soon. Get ready for additional content on the next episode. I remain your prophet with the oil of goals and assists. Wole G, W to the O to the L to the I and capital letter G. Wole G once again. Bye for now. God bless.